Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How did the early Christians respond to persecution? So if you read today's first reading, we have the opposite of what happened a few scenes earlier. If you remember, it was Paul, known as Saul at the time before his conversion, was the one who oversaw the stoning of Saint Stephen. Now, a zealous missionary for Christ, Paul is now the one who is stoned in Lystra. It says that they stoned Paul and dragged him outside the town, thinking that he was dead. Now, how would you respond after a stoning? Even though Paul was pretty much left for dead, it says that Paul simply got up, undaunted, and returned to the city. Paul himself would remember this moment in his letter to the Corinthians when he said, "Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked." The great story of Paul is that he turns from persecutor to persecuted. He becomes, in a sense, a new Christ, whereby the very life of Christ is now lived in him. Being Christian does not mean we live without fear, the emotion of fear. Rather, it means that, in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are victorious over fear. We don't live by fear, and we choose to resist fear. Because we have Christ, whose love conquers all fear. As in today's Gospel, Jesus says, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you." Let us pray. O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, grant your people constancy in faith and hope, that we may never doubt the promises of which we have learned from you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.